I fucked Phil Jackson for a few months until my friends told me to stop because it was clearly some cultural fetish thing for him. Which maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I'm part Navajo, and even though I moved to New York to sing, most of my gigs were modeling, posing in a headdress for seasonal photos, or nude stuff. I met Phil at a reading and told myself he liked me for my mind. He'd take me to dinner in Chinatown or Little Italy, where we'd talk about growing up poor and the Yankees. Afterwards, we'd go to his place, always his place, that amazing converted garage, and get high in the dark and take turns discovering new ways to make each other come. He'd sleep on the opposite side of the bed, no part of him touching me, wake up really early to make me coffee, and kick me out by 7 a.m. His bigger than king-sized bed was in the absolute center of his loft, and before I left in the light of the morning, I could briefly take in all his Indian tchotchkes, the beaded vests, the baskets, the statuettes, the books, the good luck dolls, the feathers, the ceramics, the miniature teepee in the corner I once let him ram me inside of. I described this to my Arizona friends, and they told me, no, no way, stop it. No matter how rich and how hot, this guy was using me for some fucked up cowboys and Indians little boy game, or to make him feel more legitimate. Either way, I was a collectible, and sure enough, when I stopped calling, he didn't reach out either. We both moved on to try something new.